Oil wealth from the North Slope is fueling Native Corporation dividends statewide. That includes Southeast Sea Alaska, which is issuing its second largest shareholder payment this decade. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Arctic Slope Regional Corporation holds the rights to about half of the Alpine oil field west of Prudhoe Bay. That's brought wealth to the Barrow-headquartered Native Corporation and to others around the state. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act requires regional corporations to share the wealth. Not all the wealth, but a portion, 70%, of natural resource earnings. Todd Andiokwia is a spokesman for Juneau Bay Sea Alaska, the regional Native Corporation for Southeast.
What happens is each year the regional corporations pool those monies together and then they are repaid out to the regions on a per capita basis. Based on the original number of shares that were issued at the company's inception.
Money from Arctic Slope's oil fields and other corporations' resource earnings is giving Sea Alaska dividends a big boost this year. It's adding almost $900 to the fall distribution to be paid out in early December. About 60% of shareholders will get that money directly. Urban and at-large enrollees get about $1,050. That's a mix of the resource money and Sea Alaska's own earnings. Andiokwia says Sea Alaska's contribution comes from subsidiaries and investments.
Timber does contribute a significant portion, but our consolidated groups, both in manufacturing and services, have also contributed positively. And so it is really the suite of our operations that affect the amount that's paid right here.
Another 30% of shareholders will get smaller $160 dividends based only on the corporation's earnings. Those people are enrolled in village corporations, which get the resource money directly from Sea Alaska. They can pass the money on to their members, and many do. The remaining 10% of Sea Alaska shareholders get only the $160 distribution. They're new enrollees who hold a different type of stock that does not allow access to resource earnings from other corporations. All figures are based on 100 shares of stock, the most common amount. The December shareholder payout totals $17 million. About $14 million of that comes from the resource earnings from other corporations. The payout follows a spring dividend of about $560 for urban and at-large shareholders and about $270 for village and new enrollees. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.